My name is Evans Shiriuru, and today we are exploring the issue of disability sports coverage in the media.
I would have to say that the local media coverage within my own county, anything that I would like to get on within reason into the local media, be it on the radio station or within the newspaper, I'm facilitated to do so. Now, on the other side, at national level, it can be very hard to get disability stuff into the papers unless it's worthy of national news. Overall, I would say at national level, it can be that bit harder, you know.
That was James Murray, who is the Inclusion Development Officer with Clay Sports Partnership. James is also a Paralympian and is no stranger to the dedication required for an athlete.
That can be tough, trying to motivate yourself, and maybe when you're after taking a couple of months out, or you're looking at kind of, you know, for a few sessions back, you might get sick and that sort of stuff. But as competition approaches, you're looking forward to it. It can be tough, you know. You have to make the make the same sacrifices as anybody else. Your social life suffers. And it's the exact same as if, I suppose, the training of an able-bodied Olympian is probably going through at the moment, you know?
I was curious to see whether James thought society views disability sports as some form of tokenism.
I would agree with you most definitely. More so Special Olympics, because that's for people with intellectual disabilities, and the general public would definitely see that as a token. And then with the Paralympics, it would be more physical disabilities, and you have people that can compete at the highest level. For example, you have Jason Smith, who's a Paralympian and is hoping to be an Olympian in the 100 and 200 meters for Ireland. But in general, it's like people look at you because you have a disability and they say, oh, it's great that you're doing this, but it can be patronizing at times, you know.
Susan McNamara has watched her son Robbie dedicate a huge amount of time and effort to training regimes, all in the name of sport. He has represented his country in athletics at the Special Olympics European Summer Games in Warsaw in 2010. He returned home with a gold medal and two silver. So does Susan believe that the media give Robbie and the thousand of other athletes like Robbie sufficient coverage?
No, very little, very little. The day we were coming home from, they took a few photographs at the airport, and that was about it. And there was never another mention. Which, you know, it is disheartening. I mean, they train so hard. They put everything they have into it. I mean, to tell you the truth, only for the volunteers with the Special Olympics, there'd be no, you know, it's through people volunteering and being so good. They have all the people that train the lads are all mostly volunteers that do it off their own steam and their own time. And it's only for them, they wouldn't get any help really. Do you know what I mean? And then the publicity is a bare minimum. Basically, I think people kind of look and think, oh, right, I don't think they realise their capabilities at all. Just because they hear someone has a disability, they kind of don't think that there's as much effort put into it. I mean, Rob has speeds there. Rob would run faster than any athlete of his own age group anyway. You know, I mean, at one stage there, he could have gone into an ordinary club if I wanted to.
So what would Susan and James change if they had a choice?
My personal experience of having been a Paralympic athlete over the last, you know, 14, 15 years, the national media is a lot harder to get into. It's basically, is it worthy of news coverage? Now, they may spend hours making a documentary or making a programme, and, you know, in snippets, we'll say Nationwide or programmes like that, they only give you maybe 2 and 3 minutes. And because other, I suppose, mainstream sports, the likes of Katie Taylor or the likes of the GAA, the rugby, the soccer, that's what kind of your everyday person in Ireland wants to hear and wants to listen to. And it's, I suppose, it needs to, the culture needs to be changed, and I suppose the only way that can happen is to let people know that that's kind of what effort the athletes in Special Olympics and in Paralympics put in to, you know, going to these different games and these different competitions.
That the lads will get that bit of recognition and be felt the same as everybody else.